football they've been playing. They just haven't been able to quite get over the hump and get a victory, and I'm sure they're eyeing this as a big matchup for them this afternoon.
And, of course, for the Bearcats, a chance to welcome in another new member in the MIAA in terms of basketball.
It certainly is. First meeting that Northwest will have with Central Oklahoma in the MIAA play. They played one other time, and that was a pretty big ball game back in the finals of the South Central Region in 2011, which Northwest was able to win that matchup and move on. So, again, Northwest and Central Oklahoma, a little bit of a history due to that game, but only one meeting. But now they meet in MIAA, will be meeting on a regular basis.
And there are five players that were a part of that ball game that are still a part of both of these teams. So may make it a little bit neater for those players seeing each other again or playing against each other again. None of them really major roles in that ball game. But when you talk about history, sometimes the players that are currently playing don't have any memory yeah. of the past history.
Yeah, and I imagine they kind of look at that. And that game played in Oklahoma, just over in Tahlequah in that South Central region. So I'm sure a lot of people, those players will remember that game very well, playing in the tiny little bandbox over at Northeastern State. But new season, both teams trying to maybe rebuild a little bit from that particular year. And I think it should be a pretty good matchup here this afternoon.
Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma are a doubleheader. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Central Oklahoma as Northwest Missouri State gets set to face UCO. And, John, it feels a little bit today like we've got it backwards. We were down here, of course, during football season. Felt like a great day to be inside for basketball. Today we get down here and it feels like a great day to be outside for football.
Oh, it feels like spring down here. I think it's going to be in the lower 60s this afternoon by the time we leave the arena. And, really, it'd be nice to be outside. It's kind of a miserable day for football when we were down here. But, boy, it's a nice day here today.
Let's hope the results are the same.
Yes, indeed. Northwest kind of opened that one up by halftime and rolled to a win in football. And hopefully both men and women here can do the same thing.
The Bearcat women coming in at 9-5, 3-3 in the MIAA. Central Oklahoma, 8-7, and 1-6 in conference play. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. That's Mark Kellogg. It's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1971 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Jennifer Dawson Nicholson, made history during her time on the Maryville campus.
I was going to become a business teacher. My grandfather was on the Board of Regents and had owned the bank in Grant City, Missouri, 30 miles from there. And so I was kind of brought up in the banking business. But as I got into, you know, the curriculum there, I decided to get a finance degree and ended up being the first woman to graduate with a finance degree there. I was an Alpha Sigma Alpha and just had 4 great years at Northwest.
Nicholson, who now resides in Kansas City, is a Worth County native and says one class in particular made a difference for her.
I took a corporate finance course and I just loved it. I thought it was incredible. And I happened to sit down next to another student who happened to be a guy, and he said, you know, I don't know why you're taking this course. Women don't take these courses. So, of course, that just piqued my interest, and from there I loved everything about the curriculum that was the finance degree.
Nicholson also says she still appreciates her entire experience as a Northwest student.
It just was a wonderful mix of having campus life, but also being able to be part, you know, of a small community where you've got a sense of community there. And I think that still is the case. I think that's so important for people that go there.
Nicholson is president of Nicholson Capital Management in Kansas City, and this fall was named to the Northwest Foundation Board of Directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in the pregame show before this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma. Joining us now, Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, when we talked the other night after you guys got that win, you had talked about wins just seemed to kind of pep up the team, especially coming off a losing streak like you had. Did you find that was the case when you got back on the practice floor?
Yeah, no, we did. There is a little more pep in their step. And when you make a six-hour bus trip, that's a little bit easier, too, after a win than a loss. So, yeah, I mean, we still got to get better. We weren't great, and we just still played stretches of being pretty good, but we're not extending those stretches and sustaining them long enough. So we're still battling that a little bit, and that's still kind of our focus a little bit, is stretching this and sustaining it as long as we can.
What do you find the team when they're playing well? What are they doing well? What has them when they are playing successfully?
Well, I mean, I think offensively, when we just share the basketball and it moves from side to side, and then we'll get good shots, and we have kids that can make shots as long as they're good. We're not the creators off the dribble and these great athletes, so we have to trust each other, you know, to move the basketball, set great screens, to play, you know, that high IQ that we've been talking about, to know where we're supposed to be. If we're running a set, what are we doing? Who are we getting the ball for and in what spot? And we're missing a few of those assignments, but when we are at our best, it's free-flowing, we're moving the basketball. I still think the two keys for us in every game right now are turnovers and rebounding, and if we can win those battles, I think we're going to have a great chance to win every game.
I know as you have talked through this year that there's always things that you want to work on. With this team, do you find that when you work on something that they're improving and not falling back, or are you seeing a little back and forth there?
Well, a little back and forth, but a new coach and mostly a young team. And it's hard a little bit when you only, you know, you play Wednesday, Saturday, or Thursday, and we're going to play again on Tuesday. You just don't have a ton of practice time right now to really get out there. And I mean, we can practice, but the toughness, and you only got 8, 9, 10 players, and sometimes that's a little difficult. So we're learning through film, through talking quite a bit, and that's not always the easiest way. We're just kind of putting the faith in them that they can learn that way.
And is it a little bit tougher with not having a lot of practice time? You want to think they can learn on the game floor, but since they're always seeing different things, does that make it a little bit tougher too?
Yeah, no, it does. And I thought the week we had off going into Mo West was probably the best game, or at least the longest part of a game that we had played really well. And I don't think that was a coincidence. I think it's because we had a good week of practice going into that. So, yeah, it's a little difficult. You don't have a great gauge if we got better from what we did against Lincoln until you get out here and play again against Central Oklahoma, but they're going to give us a ton of different looks.
Yeah, and talk about Central Oklahoma. What are some of those looks you're expecting?
Well, they just play, I mean, you get kind of going in against their man defense, and then all of a sudden they're playing like a 2-3 matchup type where they drop the wing into the middle zone. They'll play a box and one, diamond and one just randomly. They'll play a 2-2-1 press every once in a while. So we just kind of have to be ready for everything.
Is that something where you rely on the point guard to come down, recognize that, or does everybody have to have a part in that?
Well, both. I mean, the point guard in particular, but then we need everybody else to be on the same page. And I don't know, we're good enough right now at any position just to rely on one person. We need several people helping everybody.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Stop the call before you dig. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Dig right. Underground utilities exist everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call Missouri One Call 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days. Respect the marks. Dig safely.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800.
Dig right. Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people.
Visit CyberTipLine.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The next time you're at the gas station, here's something to think about. You could be pumping more into your vehicle than fuel. You could be pumping millions of dollars into your local economy and reducing our dependence on the Middle East. Ethanol is a clean, renewable fuel made from corn, grown right here on our own state. It creates jobs, is good for the environment, and reduces our dependence on foreign oil. When we use ethanol, Missouri wins. A message from Missouri corn growers.
Starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Central Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma women, just a few minutes away from tip-off. As we look at the starting lineups for these two teams, first for Northwest Missouri State, Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha. She's the team leader in scoring, averaging 12 points a game. She also leads the team, having hit 34 threes so far this year. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior out of Australia. She averages 6 points and 3 rebounds a game and leads the team with 53 assists, tied for the team lead in steals with 28. Also, Timber Schechinger, a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Annie Matthews at 5'10". She is a sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. She's the leading rebounder thus far, pulling down 7.5 a game. She also scores 9 points a game for the Cats. Maggie Martin is a 6'3" sophomore from Stewart, Iowa. Averages 11 points and 5 rebounds a game coming into action today. We mentioned earlier the regional title game that Northwest played Central Oklahoma in. Alexis Bay, Merity Scott, and Ashley Thayer were the three that were on that team. Bay and Thayer got some playing time. Merity Scott played very briefly in that ball game, but we'll see all three of those today against UCO once again. On the other side for Central Oklahoma with their 8-7 record, 1-6 in the MIAA. Guy Hardiker going with Rachel New, a 5'1" junior out of Oklahoma City. She averages 4 points and 1 rebound a game. Brittany Morgan is a 5'5" junior from Pawnee, Oklahoma. She leads the team with 41 assists. She was played 40 minutes against Northwest in that regional championship matchup. Had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists in that ballgame a couple of seasons ago. Chelsea Dennis is a 5'6" sophomore out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. She averages 5 points and 2 rebounds a game for the Broncos. Alyssa Fuchsa is a 6-foot senior from Garber, Oklahoma, the team leader in scoring, averaging 13 points a game. She also pulls down 6 boards a game. She played in that matchup in Tahlequah against Northwest, has 7 points and 5 rebounds in that game. Whitney Dunn rounds out the starting lineup for Central Oklahoma. She is a 6-foot freshman from Mustang, Oklahoma, averages 6 points and 3 rebounds a game for the Broncos. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Oklahoma. We'll be back with the start of this women's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131 or MarylandGlassAndLock.com. The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Oklahoma, our matchup here this afternoon along the Bearcat Radio Network. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Between the Bearcats and Northwest Missouri State University.
And before we get to the tip-off of tonight's or this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma with the women's matchup coming up first, we're going to have our national anthem here at Hamilton Fieldhouse in Edmond, Oklahoma.
The play of our national anthem.
Central Oklahoma pep band. They are few but strong as they play the national anthem. I think the count is about 11 band members, but still doing a fine job here this afternoon. For Central Oklahoma, one note, one of their players who normally is in the starting lineup, matter of fact, the leading rebounder for the team, Courtney Harper, a senior out of Weatherford, Oklahoma, is out. She suffered a knee injury this week, normally a starter for this team, and that's one thing with a team that's been struggling in the MIAA. To lose a starter really is going to make the rest of this conference season a lot tougher.
Oh, no doubt about that, because there's a lot of basketball left to be played, and another player that we'll have to see, it's going to be a game-time decision. It looked like she was going through the pregame warm-up. Jill Bryan missed the game Wednesday against Northeastern State with a concussion, and she's a pretty key player in the lineup as well, averaging over 10 points and 5 rebounds the game, but and even if she does play, you have to wonder how effective she will be coming back from that concussion, so we'll have to watch her very closely here this afternoon.
Now, a little later this afternoon, the Bearcat men's team will get back on the court. They've lost a couple of straight, and really kind of an important time in this point in the season for the Bearcat men, needing to get back on the winning track.
And the unfortunate thing about it, they face two teams that have zoned them here the last couple of games, and they're going to face another one that will play the zone this afternoon, and on Tuesday with Southwest Baptist. SBU's been playing a zone this year, and then the Mules next Saturday, another team that plays zone. So they've been struggling against the zone, and they're running up against a string of teams, and that's their primary defense this season.
And one thing that we have seen in the ball games the last two games is they have shown that they can have some success against that zone defense, but haven't necessarily stuck with what was working in those games.
And a lot of that just trying to go inside out, get the pass in the lane or in the post to the big guys, and if they don't have a shot, a quick kick back out on the perimeter. They've had some open looks, but for whatever reason, the shots haven't been falling. They've been working hard on that, and hopefully we'll see some of that progress this afternoon against the Broncos.
So they're introducing the starting lineup for Central Oklahoma here. They shut off the lights and have spotlights flashing around as they get them introduced. But again, the Northwest women coming in at 9-5, 3-3 in the conference. Got a win against Lincoln at home on Wednesday to get off a short three-game skid. And again, both Bearcat teams on the road for three straight once again, including or starting, I should say, with today's matchup here in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Really, when you talk about the three state on the road, what really makes it tough, especially for the first two games on this current road trip, is play on a Saturday in Edmond, a long trip back to Maryville tonight, get back in early Sunday, and then not a lot of rest time. One day of practice, and then it's back on the road Tuesday for another long trip down to Bolivar.
And the team did, teams, I should say, did come down yesterday, but still, it definitely doesn't shorten the trip by any means.
No, it doesn't.
They will head back to Maryville after the matchups tonight. Maggie Marnin stepping in the center circle for Northwest in the road green and white. And for Central Oklahoma, it will be Whitney Dunn, the 6-foot freshman out of Mustang, Oklahoma, going against Marnin to get this one started. And the ball in the air, the tip will be controlled by UCO as they work left to right here at Hamilton Fieldhouse. Over on the right wing is New. She gets it. Pass over. Same side for Morgan. Brings it out near midcourt. Dribbles off her foot. It goes into the backcourt. So a backcourt violation. There was a trap from Timber Schechinger and Monique Stevens that forced that turnover, and the Cats will get their first possession of the game near midcourt.
See Northwest run that trap to success a lot of times this year, and really in the second half they used that quite a bit against Lincoln. That resulted in some good things for Northwest.
Stevens works it over to the right side, gets it for Nelson. Nelson underneath, a wide open Annie Matthews. A quick shot is good for Matthews. And just like that, one possession for each team, and UCO calls a timeout. That may be the fastest timeout I've seen.
I know. We thought, I think it was in the Lincoln game, there was a quick timeout, but I think this one beat that by a possession, maybe.
19:36 to play in the first half. Northwest up 2-0, and a timeout for UCO again in their first possession, the opening possession of the game. Brittany Morgan dribbled off of her foot into the backcourt to turn it over to Northwest, and then the Cats with a very quick score the other way, setting up in their half-court offense.
Well, if the very brief part of the game we've seen so far as any indication, looks like the Northwest women came to play.
So the inbound against full court pressure now as it comes into the backcourt for New. Don't worry about the buzzer. Nobody on the court did. New with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline with Stevens in front of her. Over to the left side. She gets it on the wing for Dennis. Comes around to the right side for Morgan. Back middle of the floor. New swings it into the left corner. A three-pointer on the way for Dennis. That goes off the rim. The backboard, no good. Rebound on the near side for Morgan. She brings it out to the wing. Now between the circles for New. Lob to Fuchs at the free throw line. Fakes a shot, goes on the drive. Pass taken away by Marnin. Gets it out, Stevens. Across the timeline, leading the break. A lob down to Matthews, right side of the lane. Tries to go up with the shot, but a foul call before the shot is going to be an offensive foul. She knocked Brittany Morgan to the floor, so that'll be the first against Northwest Missouri State. So Matthews called for the foul, and Northwest will set up in full court pressure. Whitney Dunn will inbound it for the Broncos. Gets it in the New, who will bring it up the left sideline. Across the timeline with a pass. Avoiding the trap. Skip pass across right side. Morgan with it on the wing. Out to New between the circles. Lobs it to the free throw line. Dunn with a dribble. Shot blocked by Marnin, and she gets the rebound. Marnin with a couple of nice defensive plays the last two trips down the floor. Stevens with it out near the center circle for Northwest. Working against New. Dribbling to the left wing with it. Spires the dribble. Out to the top of the key. Nelson open. The three-pointer off the back of the rim. Rebound inside for Matthews. Matthews grabbed by Fuchsa as she tried to get over to the left side. And an inbound coming on the baseline left for Northwest.
Matthews coming off a good game on Wednesday night against Lincoln. A double-double in that one. Kind of a quiet double-double. You look down at the stat sheet after the game and you look down. She had 12 points, 10 rebounds.
Inbound coming from Stevens. Lobbed out near the top of the key for Matthews. Right side. Schechinger into the corner for Stevens. Stevens brings it in the lane, kicks it out to Matthews, into the corner. Schechinger takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Stevens. Bounce pass to Martin. Great look for Stevens. And Maggie Martin with the easy layup inside. Northwest up 4-0. Running the floor, Morgan in the left corner with it for Central Oklahoma. Out to New. Now to Fuchsa at the left elbow. Down low. Goes to Dunn. Shot won't go as it hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound for Northwest. Stevens up the right side of the floor with it for the Cats. To the wing. Now goes inside. Matthews spins up with a shot. Got it to go. Annie Matthews with 4 points. It's a 6-0 Northwest lead. 17:50 to play in the first half. New between the circles. Over to the left side for Morgan. Back to New. On to the right side. Gets it on the wing. Dennis looks to the high post. Fuchsa with the 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound Matthews. Outlet Stevens. 3-on-3. Over to the left side. Nelson has it stripped away by Morgan. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound on the baseline left. Stevens steps out to trigger it in. 17:34 to play in the first half. Looking for Marnin, gets it to her, and Marnin with probably the biggest mismatch she'll get. Marnin at 6'3 catches the ball over the top of Rachel New at 5'1. Hits the shot. Now New brings it up the floor for Central Oklahoma. Bearcats with the early lead here. Pass goes inside. Now to the right corner. Dennis puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim. Inside rebound, Fuchsa. Shot hits the bottom of the backboard. The rebound fought for inside. Still loose. Now Marnin gets a hold of it along with Whitney Dunn. And a held ball with a possession arrow giving it to Northwest. 8-0, the Bearcats with the lead.
Good start. A lot different than Wednesday night's game with Lincoln when Northwest fell down by 10. But they were able to come back, score the next 10, get right back in the ball game, and have a big second half. But hopefully they can open up big here and finish strong.
Monique Stevens with it out in the center circle for Northwest Missouri State. Dribbles over to the right side. Now on the wing for Schechinger. Schechinger pressured. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now goes on the drive. Leaves it down for Marnin. Eight-footer on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound for Matthews. She'll kick it out to Nelson right side. Tipped away, but she picks it up. Now bounce pass into Matthews. Hook shot rattles out. Fuchsa with the rebound for Central Oklahoma. Outlet to New. She brings it over to the left. Now to Fuchsa, top of the key. Fakes on the threes. Triple drive. Kick out left side New. New will go on the drive against Stevens down to the baseline. Nelson tipped it loose, nearly got a steal, but it goes out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to Central Oklahoma. New steps out to inbound, 16:28 to play in the first half. Northwest up 8-0. Into Fuchsa inside, shot blocked away, goes out of bounds underneath, and another inbound coming for UCO, this time on the left side. That time a triple team inside, stopping Alyssa Fuchsa. New, looking in the lane, instead has to lob it out near midcourt. Coming down with it is Brittany Morgan. She sets the offense, working it to the right wing. Dennis with it there to Fuchsa at the top of the key. Over to the left side, New. Five on the shot clock. New, well beyond the arc. Goes on the drive, kicks it out to Fuchsa. Left wing, has to force the three. Doesn't hit the rim. It hits the left edge of the backboard. So a shot clock violation, and Northwest gets the basketball back. Nelson will take the inbound for the Cats. Gets it across the timeline to Stevens. She's guarded by New. Stevens dribbles toward the right. Gets a pass to the elbow for Matthews. She squares. Lobs it down for Marnin. Easy layup for Maggie Marnin. Marnin and Matthews right now dominating this game. They're the only two that have scored. 10-0 Northwest. And another timeout for Central Oklahoma with 15:51 to play in the first half.
Right now it doesn't look like Central Oklahoma has anyone that can match up inside with Marnin or Matthews in that inside game. I think unless Central Oklahoma makes some drastic adjustments here, could be there all afternoon long.
Yeah, not only just getting a pass inside and hitting the shot, but the rebounding. We've seen a few offensive rebounds for Northwest already, and it's just been like they can dominate as long as the Cats continue to go to it inside.
Yeah, I think this could be a very good game for Northwest to come down and pick another one on the road. And if they can do that, Oklahoma's been a pretty nice place for them on the road after that strong comeback against Rogers State for a road win. And then looking, hopefully, to pick one off here against Central Oklahoma.
So Central Oklahoma will have the basketball. Jordan Ward, a freshman out of Alvord, Texas, checked in during the break, along with Mackenzie Solberg. Between the circles, over to the right side on the wing for Jill Bryant. Bryant holding on to it. Now as I look in there, there's a fresh five out there for Central Oklahoma. A reverse layup by Haley Bryant is an air ball. Rebound for Northwest. The outlet across midcourt to Nelson. Into the lane she goes. Into the left corner. Schechinger takes a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound down on the block for Central Oklahoma. Haley Bryant works it ahead. Ball knocked away from Jordan Ward. Picked up by Marnin. Over to the left side, Stevens. Good steal there by Marnin near midcourt. She's had a good defensive effort early on. Left corner, Stevens, a three off the right side of the rim. Rebound underneath for Central Oklahoma. Coming out of there with it was Solberg. It works ahead to the baseline left. A drive and a shot off the glass. Good for Jill Bryan, and she draws a foul. So a three-point play opportunity coming up. The foul is called on Monique Stevens. That will be her first. So a 10-2 game. And a chance to make it three for Jill Bryant as she steps to the line. She's an 85% free throw shooter. Her one opportunity is good. So the first 3 points of the game are on the board for Central Oklahoma. Northwest Missouri State up by seven. Across midcourt comes Stevens. Works it to the high post. Marnin over to Stevens on the right wing. Stevens looking inside for Marnin now. The ball tipped away, but a reach by Jill Bryant will be the first foul on Bryant. It's going to be the second team foul against Central Oklahoma, and it'll bring us to our first timeout. 14:51 to play in the first half. 10-3, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. We'll be back to Edmond, Oklahoma in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, the Northwest Missouri State women scored the first 10 points of the game, lead it 10-3 over Central Oklahoma, 14:51 to play in the first half, and solid start for the Northwest women.
It certainly is, and a couple of things that really stand out right now, I think. You look at rebounding totals, Annie Matthews and Maggie Martin both doing a good job on the boards, four rebounds apiece already in this game, and then Monique Stevens doing a good job distributing the ball inside with three assists. All of Northwest points right now coming in the paint.
And for Maggie Marnin, a good start defensively, even if you look at the rest of her statistics.
Yeah, two steals to go along with a couple blocks, and really just a great start.
Inbound for Northwest will come from the far sideline. Monique Stevens will trigger it in to Matthews on the right wing. Matthews holding on to it above her head. Takes one dribble. Now to Stevens on a backdoor cut over to the left baseline. She spins, brings it to Marnin at the high post. Over to the right side, Schechinger into the paint. On to the left for Stevens. Now up to Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key for Marnin. Marnin over to the left side, Stevens. Tries to drive, spins down the lane, kick out left side, Nelson. She's along the baseline, up with the runner, too hard off the glass. Rebound inside for Central Oklahoma. Mackenzie Solbert, freshman out of Chandler, Oklahoma, with the board. Gets it to Jordan Ward. Now over to the left side, a three from Solberg off the left side of the rim. The rebound for Monique Stevens. She'll bring it up the left side of the floor for Northwest. Now crosses over, brings it between the circles, middle of the floor. Backs it out near the center circle, sets the offense over to the left side for Marnin. Out on the perimeter, now top of the key, Nelson, inside to Matthews. Matthews spins through a double team, draws a foul, and Annie Matthews will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Right now, I think the only way you can stop Northwest inside is to try to double team either Martin or Matthews that time, trying to go to the double team and drawing a foul.
Savannah Hamilton called for the foul, a 6-foot senior out of Preston, Oklahoma. And Matthews to the line to shoot two. Her first one is good. 5 points early on for Annie Matthews. And a second free throw coming as well. And that one is up and good. So Matthews hits both free throws. 6 points for her. And it's a 12-3 lead for Northwest. Across the timeline on the left side is Jordan Ward for Central Oklahoma. Skips it across to the right wing, Hamilton. Back up to Ward. Pass inside, tipped away by Stevens to Nelson. Ahead to Stevens. One-on-one with Ward. Spins. Great move by Stevens as she hits the shot on the right side. Monique Stevens with her first points. Bearcats up by 11. Broncos with it on the right side. Hamilton gets it out to Ward between the circles. Back over to Hamilton. A three on the way. That one's off the back of the rim. Matthews the rebound. Outlet to Stevens. Up the right sideline she goes. On the wing with it. Fakes a pass. Brings it out to Matthews. Over to the left side, Schechinger. Now on the wing for Nelson. Nelson nearly had it taken away. A held ball is called. She brought it down in front of her, and Savannah Hamilton was able to reach out and get a hold of it. The possession arrow will give it to Central Oklahoma. 13-19 to play in the first half. 14-3 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Merity Scott will check into the lineup. Ashley Fair. Those are two of the three Bearcats that have played against Central Oklahoma before in that regional championship win. Back in 2011.
And they continue to give Northwest good minutes, and it really gives that team a boost coming off the bench this year.
Across the timeline with it, Jordan Ward. Ward out between the circles for Solberg. Over to the right side, Hamilton has it on the wing. Into the right corner, a three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for Jill Bryan. Bryan with all 6 points for Central Oklahoma. It's an 8-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Top of the key with it is Thayer. Over to the right side, Scott. Scott will get it to Marnin on the left wing. Fires it down low for Matthews, but leads her too much with the pass. It goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Annie Matthews, and Central Oklahoma will get it back. Up the right side of the floor comes Ward. Into the corner for Bryan. Back up to Ward. Now between the circles, Solberg. Around to the left side and into the corner. Bryan goes on the drive. Brings it up to the left wing. Solberg with it. Ball tipped up in the air away from Hamilton. Now she gets it back, works it over to the right side for Morgan. Back out to Hamilton. She's double-teamed, fires it underneath. Open is Solberg. Her shot off the glass won't go. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Thayer. Across the timeline on the left side. Brings it between the circles. Over to the right for Scott. Bobbled the ball. Going to need to pass it off. Does so to Martin. Now inside to Matthews. Matthews spins. Kick out Nelson. Left wing three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Martin, but she goes over the back of Haley Bryan. That'll be the first on Maggie Martin. Second team foul against Northwest. And Alexis Bay, the third player that played against UCO in 2011, onto the floor for Northwest.
Right now, Northwest defensively is doing a very good job making things tough for Central Oklahoma. Central Oklahoma just 2 of 14 from the field.
On the right side with it is Jill Bryan. Over to the left. Bryan, the one that has hit those two shots. Underneath it goes to Haley Bryan. She can't get the shot to go, but draws a foul. And she'll go to the free throw line. Ashley Nelson called for her first.
Haley Bryan with her right hand really bandaged up. She broke her hand early this season. Missed quite a bit of action. She's back right now and playing well, but was a key part of the lineup that was out for a while with an injury.
She hits the first of two free throw attempts. Freshman out of Coppin, Oklahoma. Second one is up and good. So she hit both. Makes it a 14-8 game. Again, the Northwest women scored the first 10 points to get out to the early lead. They're across the timeline with it, working against Jill Bryan. Dribbles over to the right wing. Top of the key for Bay. She goes on a drive down the left side of the lane, and they're going to call an offensive foul here. It really looked like the Mackenzie Solberg slid over late to try to take that charge, but she got it done, and Alexis Bay is called for her first. 5 team fouls against Northwest in this first half. They lead it 14-8, 11:34 to play in the half. Now between the circles with it is Jordan Ward. Swings around to the left side, a three on the way, no good for Jill Bryan, but the rebound on the backside for Hamilton. Back to Bryan, top of the key, down the lane she goes, up with the runner, no good, but she draws a foul. We'll head back to the free throw line, and this second five that has come in for Central Oklahoma playing much better than their starting five.
Yeah, the starting five I thought looked a little sluggish out there and just not ready to play, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that Central Oklahoma called a timeout so early after the first possession, and then appears at time for some wholesale changes, and this second five I think is wanting to make a point for Central.
First of the two free throws for Jill Bryan is good. It's a second foul on Alexis Bay. Picks up two quick ones. After taking an elbow in that last game, still has the nose taped up. Second free throw, good. So Jill Bryan hits both. 8 points for her, and it's a 14-10 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Across midcourt with it comes Thayer. Over to the right side on the wing for Scott. And away from the ball, we've got a foul. This one will go against Central Oklahoma. It'll be the first on Jordan Ward.
Fouls on number three, Jordan Ward.
That is also the fourth team foul against UCO. An inbound on the baseline left coming from Thayer. Thayer still looking. Throws it out and gets it to Schechinger on the left wing. Into the corner for Nelson. Out top of the key. Scott fakes on the three. Goes on the drive. Gets it over to Matthews left side. Skip across to the right for Schechinger. She drives with it up with the left-handed runner. And they call her with a travel. That's Coach Kellogg thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. But the turnover gives it back to Central Oak.
Coach saying that she dribbled the ball.
Long pass ahead to Haley Bryan. She misses the layup but gets the rebound and hits the layup. 4 points for Haley Bryan. And it's a 14-12 game. Now the Bearcats forced to call a timeout. 10:51 to play in the first half, and after such a great start, things have really turned, and like we said, it's really because of the change in personnel for Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, they've come out and really made a strong case to get some more playing time here this afternoon for Coach Guy Hardacre. That first five just flat, and they didn't look like they wanted to be on the floor, so Coach decided to take them off the floor, and the group that came in has really made things tough for Northwest.
Bearcats come back out on the floor with 10:51 to play in the first half. A 14-12 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Cats did score the first 10 points of this ball game. We didn't see UCO get on the board until the 15:04 mark of this first half, so they went almost a full 5 minutes without scoring. The inbound pass comes to Nelson, and Nelson will work it to Thayer. Thayer will bring it up the floor with Jill Bryan guarding her. Now across the timeline, Thayer. Over to the right wing for Schechinger. Schechinger to the top of the key for Thayer. Thayer onto the right side, Nelson. Into the corner for Scott. Scott with a bounce pass in to Schechinger. Posting up into the left corner, Thayer. Inside to Matthews. Top of the key, Scott. Right corner for Schechinger. Pass inside, taken away. The steal for Mackenzie Solberg. Pass goes ahead for Ward. Ward got away with a double dribble. Misses the shot. Rebound goes out of bounds underneath off of Annie Matthews. And it will belong to Central Oklahoma.
Coach Kellogg not real happy with the officiating right at the moment. Earlier, a little upset that Northwest got a travel call when they were dribbling, and I was a little upset here that there's a double dribble that wasn't called.
In the left corner, a shot up for Mackenzie Solberg will tie this game up. She knocked it down from 18. First points for Solberg, and we're tied at 14. 10 minutes to play in the first half. They are between the circles with it. Spires the dribble, and now we've got a foul call. This will come against Central Oklahoma. They call it against Savannah Hamilton. That'll be the second on Hamilton. Fifth team foul. So Northwest will have the ball after a timeout. 9:59 to play in the first half. We're tied at 14, Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma. We're back to Edmond in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a Major Gift Development Officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma tied up in the women's matchup at 14, 9:59 to play in the first quarter. We got the men's matchup coming your way a little bit later today. Both Bearcat teams will be back on the road Tuesday when they play in Bolivar.
One of the things that second five for Central Oklahoma has done is come out and make Northwest work a lot harder offensively. Northwest right now has 6 turnovers, and they were really moving the ball well against the first five. And, again, a much better defense out of Central Oklahoma second five.
Chelsea Robinson checks in for Central Oklahoma during the break. Out between the circles with it is Monique Stevens for Northwest Missouri State. Maggie Marnin back in the ball game for the Bearcats. Stevens over to the right side. Schechinger drive down the lane. Spins up with a shot. Won't go. Rebound for Chelsea Robinson for Central Oak. She brings it up the left side. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now gets it out between the circles. Solberg. Solberg on to the left side. Gets it for Robinson. Now back between the circles for Ward. Ward over to the right wing, top of the key. Bryan takes a three, and it's good. Bailey Bryan with her first three-pointer. She's got 7 points. Central Oak with their first lead of the game. 17-14 over Northwest, 9:19 to play in the first half. Stevens to the top of the key for Scott. Over to the right side, Marnin. Now to the baseline for Stevens. Stevens out on the wing to the top of the key for Thayer. Over to the left, Marnin. Marnin puts it on the floor, brings it over to Stevens, right wing, a three on the way, it's off the front of the rim, rebound tipped by Schechinger, loose in the lane and picked up by Haley Bryan for Central Oklahoma. They're getting better at rebounding. Northwest dominated that early on, now a three from the right wing, no good for Jill Bryan. Stevens out of there with the board for Northwest. Pass ahead to the right side, Scott cutting to the basket, missed the shot, but draws the foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jordan Ward will be called for her second for Central Oak. We're getting to the point where we may have to see some of those starters back in the game, which seems encouraging. One of those starters, Brittany Morgan, will check in. Meredith Scott to the line to shoot two for Northwest. Scott has hit 88% of her free throws so far, and the first one is good. Scott, the 5'7 junior out of Maryville. Morgan gets into the game. And a second free throw coming up for Scott. 8:47 to play in the first half. The second free throw is up and good. So makes it a one-point game. Central Oklahoma with the lead in the basketball. Morgan across the timeline on the left side. Gets it out near the center circle for Solberg. Over to the right side for Jill Bryan. Now between the circles, it goes to Robinson. She fakes a three. Bounce pass down low. Haley Bryan goes up with a shot knocked away. Rebound underneath for Schechinger, who gets it out to Stevens on the left sideline. Stevens over to the right. Spins. Brings it middle of the floor. Guarded by Jill Bryan. Bounce pass out to Thayer on the left wing. Thayer to the top of the key. Scott open to three on the way. Is off the front of the rim. Cat struggling a bit from the perimeter in this first half. Across the timeline after the rebound, Jill Bryan. Bounce pass over to the right side. Robinson with a shot pick. Got Stevenson in the air. Stevens, rather, in the air, and she commits the foul. Will be called for her second. And it will result in two opportunities for Chelsea Robinson for Central Oklahoma. Robinson has hit 13 of 19 at the line so far this year. 8:06 to play in the first half, a 17-16 lead for Central Oklahoma. And the first free throw is good for Robinson.
Northwest right now shooting 35% from the field overall, but they've had some good looks beyond the arc, and normally a pretty decent three-point shooting team, but struggling there this afternoon, looking for their first one at 0-6.
A second free throw coming up for Chelsea Robinson, and that one is good. So she hit both. Makes it a 19-16 game. Central Oklahoma with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Across the timeline, Comes Thayer over to the left side for Schechinger. On to Thayer, right wing. Lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin with the shot off the glass, and that's what Northwest did early on in the ball game. Maggie Marnin with 8 points. A one-point lead for the Broncos. Out to the top of the key, Fuchsa. Between the circles right for Morgan. On to the right side, Jill Bryan. Now back to Morgan. Over to Fuchsa. Left side fakes on the three. Her pass tipped by Thayer. Picked up by Scott. Scott one-on-one with Morgan. The layup on the right side goes for Meredith Scott. Northwest back on top by one. 20-19. Morgan on the left sideline with it. Brings it out near the center circle. On to the right side for Bryan. Now to Fuchsa. Fuchsa spinning with the basketball. Gets it out between the circles for Morgan. Morgan on to the left side, Robinson, back to Morgan. Now over to the right for Bryan, a three-pointer on the way. Off the back of the rim, the rebound for Annie Matthews inside. And she'll get it out to Schechinger. Ahead on the left for Thayer. Thayer to the wing with it, looks in at Marnin, skips it to the right corner for Scott, up to Matthews, now to Schechinger, into Marnin. Marnin up with the easy shot. It doesn't go. It rolled off the front of the rim. And Central Oklahoma out of there with the basketball. Robinson looking down court. Over to the elbow, backs it out now between the circles. Gives it up for Solberg. Swings around to the left baseline. Fuchsa with it. Out to the top of the key. Robinson will reset the offense for Central Oak. 6:38 to go in the first half. A drive. Bounce pass down to Fuchsa. Over to the left side. A three from Morgan. Rattles out. Rebound knocked away from Meredith Scott. Jill Bryan can't catch up to it. Are we going to have a foul call here? Looks like Meredith Scott commits a foul trying to get to the basketball. And that'll be the first on Scott. 18 foul against Northwest, and a 1-1 opportunity for Jill Bryan. She's already 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 6.5 minutes to play, 20-19 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Whitney Dunn back in the ball game. And now we're set for the free throw attempt by Jill Bryan. That one is on the way and good, so she'll get a second opportunity. Bryan, normally an 85% free throw shooter, 4 of 4 to start this ball game. The second one is also good. 10 points for Jill Bryan, and it's a 1-point Central Oklahoma lead. 6:26 to play in the first half. Northwest with it. Thayer to the high post for Marnin on the right side. Marnin looks in at Matthews, gets it to her on the block. Now out top of the key for Thayer. Thayer dribbles over to the right side on the wing. Out top of the key for Marnin. Marnin over to the left side for Schechinger. To Scott in the corner. 7 on the shot clock. Top of the key for Matthews. Over to the right side, Schechinger. Schechinger gets it to Matthews on a pick and roll. Matthews up with the shot. And they call her for a travel again, and she was dribbling with the basketball. That's the second time, and that's the same official that made that last traveling call when Northwest was dribbling.
Coach Kellogg looking out there and wondering what you have to do there, Egan. But he hasn't been happy with officiating the entire first half and getting a couple times where he's getting called for travel while dribbling.
Under 6 minutes to play in the first half, 21-20. Central Oklahoma with the lead. Robinson on the left side with it in front of Meredith Scott. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now over to the left side. Continuing to dribble. Goes on a drive into the lane. Loses a handle on it. Now into the right corner for Morgan. Morgan's pass tipped loose in the paint. A fight for it and a held ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. 5:35 to play in the half. A 1-point Central Oklahoma lead. Thayer will bring it up the floor. Calls out the offense from the backcourt. Dribbling with it in front of Robinson. Slides over to the right side. Continues with the dribble. Scott Meredith. Scott trying to get open. Out of the top of the key. Thayer down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. Knocked away by Robinson. It will be picked up. Or called for the foul. That'll be the first on Robinson. 7th team foul. 2 opportunities at the line for Ashley Thayer. They are 6 of 11 at the line this year. 5:17 to play in the half. First free throw is good for Thayer. Senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas. She had 3 assists against Central Oklahoma in that regional championship win for Northwest a couple of seasons ago. Second free throw, good for Thayer as well. Gives Northwest a 1-point lead, 22-21, 5:14 to play in the first half. Morgan across the timeline, over to the right side for Robinson. Now between the circles to Dunn, onto the left side. Chelsea Dennis out to the top of the key, Robinson. Robinson over to the right with the dribble to Fuchs at the top of the key. Pass to the left, tip back at her by Scott. Fuchs picks it up. Inside Dunn, left side Dennis. Three on the way, off the front of the rim. Marnin with the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Thayer. Thayer across the timeline with 4:45 to play in the first half. A one-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Matthews on the right wing. Down to the corner for Schechinger. Out to the top of the key. Thayer open. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. And the long rebound chased down near midcourt by Dennis. Dennis goes into the lane. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound for Schechinger for Northwest Missouri State. Schechinger pushes it up the floor as the pace has picked up the last few trips down. Now knocked away by Dennis. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound after a timeout. 4:21 to play in the first half. 22-21. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Central Oklahoma. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, the Northwest women with a lead by one over the University of Central Oklahoma, 4:21 to play in the first half. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, both teams have had their scoring streaks early on in this game, and then it's kind of been back and forth from that point.
One area of Northwest continues to struggle. Three-point opportunities, 0-7 up there. Central Oklahoma has put it up 12 times. They just hit two, so they've had their problems, and they've had problems overall, just 19% shooting, but they're 9-9 at the free throw line.
Bounce pass inside, stolen by Fuchsa. Long bounce pass ahead to Morgan. Layup on the left, blocked away by Nelson. It goes out of bounds underneath. And an inbound coming for Central Oak on the baseline left.
For Northwest, has had their success so far, pounding it inside. They've got 16 points in the paint compared to just 4 for Central Oak.
The inbound coming from Robinson out to Morgan, top of the key. Tried to set a double screen for her, couldn't get the three off. Now to Robinson, inside it goes to Dunn. Dunn kicks it out top, Morgan. Dribbles over to the left side on the wing for Dennis. Dennis out to the top of the key for Dunn. On to the right side, Robinson. Back top of the key, Dennis takes a three from there. It's off the front of the rim. The long rebound, Dennis saves it inbounds to Maggie Marnin. Out to Nelson. Nelson doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it up, wait for her teammates, give it to Thayer. Thayer between the circles with it. 3:40 to play in the first half. A one-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Matthews over to the right for Marnin. Marnin onto the left side, Nelson inside to Matthews. Matthews double-team, ball knocked away, and it's picked up by Dunn. Pass ahead to Morgan, who chases it down, stops, jumper over Nelson, too strong. Rebound knocked away from Timber Schechinger. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. 3:21 to go in the half, 22-21, Northwest lead. We're at Hamilton Fieldhouse this afternoon in Edmond, Oklahoma for this doubleheader. Thayer across the timeline on the right side. Guarded by Robinson. Gets it out on the wing for Nelson, who collides with Thayer. Loses the ball. Robinson picks it up. A layup the other way. The right hand on the left side. No good. The rebound for Nelson. Outlet ahead to Thayer on the right side. She brings it middle of the floor. Picked up by Dennis as she crosses the timeline. Down the left side of the lane. Pass to Marnin. His tip. Marnin comes down with it. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. It's 10 for Marnin. 24-21 Northwest Missouri State up. Dennis with it on the right wing. Her pass tipped by Thayer, but picked up by Morgan. Morgan will back it out and reset for the Broncos. Brings it over to the left side of the floor. Now to the top of the key for Dunn. Over to the left side, Morgan with it on the wing. Inside to Dunn. Over to the right side, Robinson. Dribbles down to the baseline. Kicks it out to Dennis between the circles. 4 on the shot clock. Dennis gets a screen from Dunn, throws a pass to the left. It is tipped and a shot clock violation. The second time in this game, Northwest is forced a shot clock violation.
At that time, Dennis had no idea how much time was left on the shot clock. She was going for a pass as that was going down and passed up a lookout on the perimeter and just kind of a minute mistake there out of a Central Oklahoma not paying attention to where the shot clock was.
2:15 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by three. Thayer across the timeline, picked up by Jill Bryant. Now over to the right wing. Gets it for Nelson. Top of the key, Schechinger. Back over to Nelson. A three on the way. That one is good. Ashley Nelson hits the first three of the day for Northwest. And now a timeout's going to have to be called by Central Oklahoma. Nobody wanted the inbound pass for the Broncos, so Fuchsa was just left standing there with the basketball out of bounds.
Couple of mental mistakes offensively for Central Oklahoma where they don't pay attention to the shot clock going down, and that time not paying attention that they needed someone to take the inbounds pass.
1:55 to play in the first half, 27-21. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the Broncos, and we've seen Northwest build the lead back out a little bit again, and it seems like, I know we talked about this earlier, more of the starters are out there on the floor. I tell you what, that second group, it's not often where the second group you're more worried about than the starting lineup for the opponent.
Well, you look at that second group, there's 21 points in the game, and all 21 points coming from players off the bench.
You don't see that very often at all, and it's not just scoring, but it's play all over the floor that is really that drastically different.
Yeah, they're playing much better defense than the starters, too.
Four of the five starters are on the floor right now. Jill Bryan, the only non-starter that is out there. Left side, New with it on the wing. Gets it inside, Dunn spins, underhanded layup, won't go. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Out to Thayer on the right side. Thayer guarded by New, spins, brings it across the timeline over to the right side, and now will be called for a travel as she picked up the dribble, drug the pivot foot. That'll give it back to Central Oklahoma with 1:35 to play in the first half. 27-21, Northwest Missouri State up. New with a pass to the right wing for Jill Bryant. Bryant to Fuchsa out between the circles. Now to New. On to the left wing, Dennis. Pass inside, knocked away by Marnin. Fuchsa will pick it up. Shot fake, drive down the lane, up with the runner, good off the glass. And there's your first points from a starter today for Central Oak. Alyssa Fuchsa. It's a four-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Thayer with it on the left side. Being hounded by New. Pass out to Schechinger. Gets around Dennis, and now it's going to be called for a carry. So two straight turnovers for Northwest. And Central Oklahoma will get the basketball back. 1:06 to go in the first half. 27-23 Northwest lead. New with a pass over to the right side for Bryant. Bryant holding on to it on the wing. Out to Fuchsa, top of the key. Matthews swatted at it, couldn't knock it away. Fuchsa dribbles over to the left side. Backdoor cut by Dennis. Ball off the hip of Schechinger. Goes out of bounds on the far side, and it will belong to Central Oklahoma. Fuchsa, as she gets up, slaps the floor in frustration. And Central Oak will inbound on the far sideline with 48 seconds to play in the half. Bryan steps out. Gets it in the backcourt. Now across the timeline. New with it on the left side. Eight on the shot clock. New tries the drive. Over to the right side, Dennis. She'll put up a three from the wing, and it's good. Chelsea Dennis with her first points of the game. Makes it a one-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Thayer with it. Over to the left corner. Nelson puts up a three. That one in and out won't go. Dennis the rebound. 25 seconds to play in the half. Ahead to New. New with the layup. No good. Rebound Schechinger. Schechinger stops, gets it for Thayer on the left side with 15 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer with it on the left wing. 9 seconds to play, out to Nelson, left wing. Top of the key for Marnin, 5 on the clock, right side Thayer. Out top of the key, Nelson, open, a 3 on the way, is off the back of the rim. And that's how the first half will end. 27-26, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Central Oklahoma in a very interesting first half of basketball here in Edmond. We'll take a timeout, be back with more after this. Your 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma at the half of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State with a 27-26 lead over Central Oklahoma, and a very interesting first half of basketball. Both teams had kind of bigger runs. Of course, Northwest scored the first 10 points of the game, but a lot of back-and-forth basketball and probably a lot faster action, I think, than what Coach Kellogg would like. We saw a few turnovers just because the players were trying to play too quickly, but still the Cats with the one-point lead.
And really the biggest difference in the first half of play is Central Oklahoma's bench. The starting five came out, four of the Broncos very flat. For Coach Guy Hardiker, he made a wholesale substitution, five for five, and that second five came out and scored the first 21 points for Central Oklahoma. 21 of the 26 points have been scored by the Broncos bench, so that's one of the big keys to this game. And then Northwest early in the game had an easy time of getting the ball inside for some easy looks from Marnin and Matthews. And again, with that substitution, and we saw Central Oaks second five from out play much better defense and make it a little harder to get the ball inside.
And it's a good thing the Cats have been able to score inside because they are struggling from the perimeter.
Just 1 of 10 on the three-pointers, shooting 40% overall, but 1 of 10 from behind the arc. Central Oaks only hit 3 of 14, and one of the areas for Central Oaks staying in this ballgame, 9 of 9 at the free throw line. Northwest also putting on a clinic at the line. They're 6 of 6, so both teams doing well at the line, but it just comes down to a good bench play out of Central Oklahoma, and then Northwest early in the game getting the ball inside.
The Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma at the half, 27-26. The Bearcat women with the lead. The men's teams will meet a little bit later on this afternoon. And when we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. That's right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, 27-26. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Central Oklahoma. Men's teams meet a little bit later today. Joining us now is Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant. And Austin, I know two straight losses is tough, obviously. A little bit early to panic or anything like that. But I know it's something that you guys would like to see come to an end very quickly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, you lose one at Western, which, you know, one that we thought we could have gotten. And you know, so you lose one out of three on the road. You just got two big road wins, and you come back home, and it's a game you definitely should win and get back on track. And then we play like we did Wednesday night, and you know, that definitely wasn't good. You know, a lot of people say, well, you guys missed a lot of shots, which, yeah, we missed shots. But, you know, we pride ourselves on being a good defensive team, playing with energy, playing together, and doing the little things that, you know, you're going to pull games out that you don't shoot well. And it definitely wasn't just shooting on Wednesday night. It was a team effort of not playing well, not playing with energy, not focusing on scouting report. Just did a collective effort of doing things wrong, I guess.
It seemed like offensively when you guys were getting the ball inside that you were having some success with the inside game. And I know late in the game you kind of had to get out on the perimeter, but even prior to that, it just seemed like you got a little bit away from getting the ball inside.
Yeah, and that was one of the biggest things we worked on during the week. You know, we didn't feel like at Western we got it in there as much, and we took some average shots, and we felt like we did a better job of getting it inside, especially early on, like you said. And a lot of the threes we took against Lincoln were good shots that we felt were still better than the ones we got at Western. We felt like they were even more open, and more of them were on inside out. But I think just from a defensive standpoint, I mean, I don't remember whatever they scored, over 70. I think it was at the most we've given up this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a defensive was the main part as far as we're concerned. Just, you know, we went into the game, they were a driving team. You know, it was almost like we took it as, well, just let them shoot. You know, you got to be able to contain the drill penetration and contest jumpers. Because no matter what percentage guys are shooting at the college level, you know, you leave them open, they're going to make shots.
With the defensive side of the ball, how much of it is just playing with energy compared to an X's and O's side of it?
Well, you know, it's not as much X's and O's just because we do it every day. You know, we drill the same drills every day. We've done it from the first day of preseason. So it is kind of X's and O's, but they're so plugged into it, and they've shown they do it in practice. And for whatever reason, the last two games it hadn't carried over the game. You know, going into Wednesday night, we felt like we had one of our best practices on Monday, high energy, intensity, getting after it, communicating, and then for whatever reason the communication stuff wasn't there. And I think one of the things is, you know, when things are going bad, you know, you got to have those three or four guys, or even right now two guys, that still try to keep everybody together, still communicate. Because when we're going good and things are going well, we're a pretty good communicating team. We play with energy. But when it's not going good, and that's the toughest time, and that's when it really shows. When things aren't going good, can you rally? Can you communicate even more? Can you go even harder? And get things turned around. The quicker you can do that, the more successful you're going
to
be.
I know it's a little bit tougher to try to do that, knowing you're about to start another three-game road swing, you know, but it's something that's got to be done. What do you expect out of Central Oklahoma here today?
Oh, they're going to throw it inside. You know, they're going to pound inside Josh Gibbs, Division I transfer for him. You know, he's kind of an undersized 4, 3-4, capable of shooting on the perimeter, capable of going off the drive, and definitely they're going to go inside him. He's their leading scorer. We may throw some double teams at him, give him some different looks, but I think you know, pressuring the ball is going to be huge. You know, we didn't do a very good job of that on Wednesday night. Pressuring passes, not making passes easy. You know, you start getting guards comfortable out there where they can just kind of size you up and throw it in there. We got to pressure the ball, pressure each pass, make it tough, and our big guys got to do a job of keeping it out of the post.
It seems like a guy like that can be an inside-outside type of guy is, you don't see a lot of those, and it really makes for tough matchups because of that.
Yeah, it does. You can go small, and you know, if he hurts you on the perimeter because you got a big on him, that's maybe having to give him a little bit more of a gap. Maybe he knocks a couple shots down, so you go to a guard, then he posts him up. It definitely creates mismatches, but you know, hopefully, if we're active, and like I said, you know, playing with energy and doing it collectively, I mean, our defense can cover stuff like that. If we're in our gaps, if we're pressuring the ball, if we're doing a good job on the post, if we're cognizant of when it goes in there, who am I doubling? Am I doubling off the right guy? You know, Wednesday night we got in the first play of the game, we said we're going to trap ball screens. First play of the game, we switched the ball screen, and the other guy trapped it, and we gave a wide open lane to the basket. So it's little things like that that we just, you know, I guess we got to do a better job communicating with them, and they got to concentrate player-wise and do the job and you know, kind of just like I said, the biggest thanks, play with energy.
All right, we'll get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they'll face Central Oklahoma a little bit later on this afternoon. We're at the half of the women's matchup, 27-26. Northwest on top. We're back to look at first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University students and employees are again invited to participate in a free yoga class offered Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons throughout the spring trimester. The Hatha Yoga Basic Sessions meet from 2 to 3 in the Martindale Hall Dance Studio beginning Tuesday, January 15th. The sessions are led by Northwest Counselor and Registered Yoga Instructor Rhonda Leslie, and they are presented by the Northwest Personal Development and Counseling and Wellness Services. No previous yoga experience required.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma at the half of the women's game with Northwest Missouri State leading Central Oklahoma by one, 27-26. Look at numbers from the first half for Northwest. Maggie Martin leading the way in scoring with 10 points. She also had 3 steals and 2 block shots in the first half to go along with 6 rebounds. Martin was 5 of 8 from the field for the Cats as well. 6 points from Annie Matthews. She hit both the shots she attempted from the field. Also hit both free throws she attempted and leads the team in rebounds with 8 so far this afternoon. 4 points off the bench for Merritt E. Scott. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points for Ashley Nelson. She was 1 of 5 from 3-point range. 2 points for Monique Stevens and 2 points for Ashley Thayer. They are going 2 of 2 at the free throw line for Northwest as well. On the other side for Central Oklahoma, they were led in scoring by Jill Bryan, who came off the bench to score 10 points. She was 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3-point range, and 5 of 5 at the free throw line. 7 first half points for Haley Bryan, 3 points for Chelsea Dennis. She was 1 of 5 from 3-point range. A couple of points apiece for Mackenzie Solberg, Chelsea Robinson, and Alyssa Fuchsa. Rounding out the scoring, the big story, though, Fuchsa and Dennis, the only 2 starters that scored in the first half. They had the last 5 points of the half for UCO, but 21 of the points for Central Oklahoma coming off of their bench. A look at team numbers. Northwest was 10 of 25 from the field, just 1 of 10 from 3-point range. On the other side for Central Oklahoma, 7 of 34 from the field, shooting just over 20%. They were 3 of 14 from 3-point range. And 9 of 9 at the free throw line. The Bearcats out rebounding Central Oklahoma 23 to 17. And a turnover situation. The Bearcats with a few more. 12 turnovers for Northwest to 7 for Central Oklahoma. The Cats have scored 18 points in the paint so far. And 14 points off of turnovers for Central Oklahoma. 11 points for Northwest Missouri State. So there, I'll look at some of the year numbers. Northwest and Central Oak in the women's matchup. Right now leading it, Northwest Missouri State by one. We're back with the start of the second half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, before we get back to action here at the University of Central Oklahoma and Hamilton Fieldhouse, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, for Northwest Missouri State, they'll go back to their starting lineup to start this second half. Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Timber Schechinger, Annie Matthews, and Maggie Marnin. And for Central Oklahoma, they're going to change it up a bit from their starting lineup. That second five that we talked so much about will be the starting five in the second half. As you look at Haley Bryan, Jill Bryan, Mackenzie Solberg, also Jordan Ward coming out onto the floor along with Chelsea Dennis. Now, Dennis was in the starting lineup, but the only one of the five out there that was. The inbound comes into the backcourt for Ward. She'll bring it right to left as she crosses the timeline. Monique Stevens there defensively for Northwest. Lob pass inside, knocked away by Annie Matthews. It goes out of bounds in the corner. And Central Oklahoma will inbound. They were looking for the freshman Solberg inside. And the inbound will come down near the corner over on the far sideline. Ward will inbound it for the Broncos. Gets it out to the right wing. Bryan started a drive, gets it back out to Ward at the top of the key. Ward nearly has it taken away by Stevens, who gets it now into Dennis. Dennis with the shot inside, no good. Rebound for Matthews. Outlet over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens will dribble to the center circle to set the half-court offense for Northwest. Bounce pass over to the left side for Nelson. Now inside to Matthews. Matthews spins, goes up with the shot on the paint, misses to the right. The rebound for Jordan Ward for Central Oklahoma. Long pass ahead to Dennis on the left side. Thought about the jumper. Instead gets it out top of the key for Haley Bryan. Bryan inside and a little hook shot good for Mackenzie Solberg. That's four for Solberg, and it's a one-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Stevens across the timeline with it. Works it over to the left side for Matthews. Skips it on to the right side for Stevens. Inside to Marnin. Marnin with the spin move. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound on the backside for Solberg for Central Oklahoma. Pass on to the left side for Bryant. That's Jill. Out to the top of the key. Solberg over to the right side. Ward. Pass inside. Nearly goes out of bounds, but it's picked up by Haley Bryan. Now cutting to the basket. Mackenzie Solberg takes the pass, hits the shot. Timeout Northwest. 30-27, Central Oklahoma's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 18:37 to go. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Central Oklahoma with a three-point lead, 18 and a half minutes to play in this one. Stevens across the timeline, over to the right side, gets it on the wing for Nelson. Nelson looking inside as she picks up the dribble. Has to go to the top of the key for Stevens. The ball knocked away and taken away. Jordan Ward with the steal. One-on-one with Nelson. Pass over to the left. Nearly taken by Matthews. And the shot inside by Jill Bryan. Way too strong. Rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Nelson on the right side. Over to Marnin. Layup is good for Maggie Marnin. Nelson goes hard into the standard underneath. Marnin with 12 points. It's a one-point game. Dennis the other way. Tries to go up with the underhanded layup. And a foul on Maggie Marnin will send her to the line to shoot two. That'll be the second on Marnin.
Well, the intensity level's picked up a little bit here in the last minute or so, and seeing the teams go hard on both sides of the floor. Nelson getting up after, as mentioned, hitting the standard off that fine pass play. Kind of ran into it with the right shoulder. Hopefully she'll be okay.
First free throw no good for Chelsea Dennis. Meredy Scott will take Nelson's place in the Bearcat lineup. 18:03 to go, a one-point Central Oklahoma lead. Second free throw for Dennis is good. She has 4 points in this ball game, and it's a 31-29 lead for the Broncos. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens gets called for a travel. Faked a pass to the left. Went with a pass instead to Marnin, but got called for the travel. That will give it back to Central Oklahoma. Seen some interesting travel calls today, that's for sure. Inbound goes into the backcourt. Jordan Ward brings it up against Stevens. Now between the circles, over to the right side for Dennis. To the top of the key, finds Solberg. Round to the left corner, three-pointer from Ward is good. Jordan Ward with her first points of the ballgame, just her third three of the season. And it's a 34-29 lead for Central Oklahoma. Matthews at the top of the key, over to the right side for Marnin on the perimeter. Inside to Schechinger, foul from behind. This will go against Chelsea Dennis. That'll be the first against Central Oklahoma in this second half, the first against Dennis in the game. And Northwest inbounds on the baseline right. Stevens lobs it out to Schechinger, and it's taken away by Jill Bryan. One-on-two opportunity. Bryan over to the right side. Ward to pass behind her. Gets it back to Bryan. Blocked by Schechinger. Bryan with a rebound. Out to Dennis at the top of the key. She works it over to the left wing. Now gets it up top for Haley Bryan. On to the right side on the wing for Ward. Ward out top. Bryan down to the left side of the lane. Gets it to Haley Bryan at the elbow. 15-footer off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped to Stevens, and she'll push it up the floor. Cats with a 3-on-2 opportunity. Over to the left side. A layup by Meredith Scott is good. Scott with 6, and it's a 34-31 game. UCO with the lead in the basketball. Under 17 minutes to play. Ward picks up the dribble at the top of the key. Now Bryan over to the right side for Dennis. Dennis to Haley Bryan, top of the key, left side Ward. Now to Jill Bryan, left wing, inside to Haley. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Shot blocked away by Marnin. Mackenzie Solberg trying to get the shot off on the block. Goes out of bounds, and an inbound coming for Central Oklahoma. Ashley Thayer into the game, taking the place of Annie Matthews. 34-31, the lead for Central Oak. They inbound out to Haley Bryan on the left wing. To Jill between the circles. Jill Bryan looks to Dennis on the wing. She goes on the drive out to the right wing. Ward wide open. The three on the way. Well short. Air ball to Haley Bryan. Her layup follow is blocked away by Marnin. Stevens ahead to the left for Thayer. Thayer with the layup. And that's good for Ashley Thayer. 4 for Thayer. It's a 1-point game. UCO with the lead. Right side, Dennis with it on the wing. Out to Solberg, top of the key. Into Haley Bryan, knocked away by Marnin. Stevens up with it. 1-on-2 for Stevens. Now Marnin running the floor. She tried to get it to her, knocked away by Haley Bryan. Jill Bryan picks it up. Gets it over to the right sideline for Dennis. Dennis down to the baseline, and the ball knocked away. And a foul call against Northwest Missouri State. This goes on Ashley Thayer, her first, team's second. And Alyssa Fuchsa checks back into the lineup along with Brittany Morgan and Savannah Hamilton for Central Oklahoma. Alexis Bay onto the floor for Maggie Marnin. 34-33, Central Oklahoma's lead. They'll inbound to the basketball on the baseline right. 15:57 to play. Out top of the key for Jill Bryant. Couple of dribbles for her now, and a backdoor cut to Fuchsa. Shut off the glass is good for Alyssa Fuchsa. 4 points for her, and it's a 36-33 lead. Now on the left side, Thayer open, takes the three and ties it. Cats with just their second three of the game, the first for Thayer. Ties the ball game up at 36, 15-36 to go. Between the circles, left Morgan, over to the right side, Hamilton. Back to Morgan, now to Fuchsa. To Morgan, over to the right, Hamilton takes a three, that one too strong. Rebound for Stevens, she'll lead the break for the Cats, stops between the circles, waits for her teammates. Over to the left for Scott, drive along the baseline, shot off the glass, good for Meredith Scott. That's 8 for Scott, 15-12 to go, 38-36, the Cats on top. Over to the right side for Jill Bryan. Now to the top, Morgan, over to the left side, Hamilton, back to Morgan. Looking to the right, gets it over to Bryan. Down to the baseline for Fuchsa. Top of the key, Morgan. A three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Alexis Bay. Ahead to Stevens on the right sideline. Across the timeline she goes to the wing. Lobs it into Schechinger. Layup off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. And a timeout for Central Oklahoma. 14:46 to go. 40-36. The Northwest women on top. We're back to Edmond after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Well, the back and forth momentum in this game has been pretty nerve-wracking for the coaches for these two teams.
Yeah, you can see it on their faces, both sides here. And Northwest right now in a nice little run and doing it with the transition game. Running the floor well, getting some good looks off the break. And then you saw one timeout of the transition. They were kicked it out for Thayer for an open three. So hopefully Northwest can build a little bit on this and keep that transition game going.
Central Oklahoma with the ball out of the timeout. A four-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. Jill Bryan with it on the right side. Gets it out top of the key for Morgan. On to the right side for Solberg. Solberg at the high post, down to Fuchsa, out to the left side for Hamilton. Top of the key, Morgan. Over to the right side, Jill Bryan, the three, off the front of the rim. Alexis Bay, the rebound for Northwest.
Bay's done a good job since coming in a couple minutes ago.
Thayer with it on the left wing, inside to Schechinger. Quick shot by Schechinger, won't go. She tips the rebound. Thayer, top of the key. Now out to Stephen. Over to the left side for Bay. Bay to the right side, Schechinger. Showed like she was going to shoot the three. Now top of the key for Thayer. Thayer onto the right side. Schechinger this time takes the three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Scott. Morgan up with it for Central Oak. Across the timeline, left side. To the top of the key. Over to Hamilton on the wing. And she gets called for a travel. Trying to step into a three-point attempt. And it brings us to a timeout. 13:50 to play. 40-36, the Northwest women with the lead over Central Oklahoma. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
We're back in Edmond, Oklahoma at the University of Central Oklahoma. 40-36, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Oak. 13:50 to play in this one. Cats hopefully can carry the momentum they've picked up here the last couple of minutes through this media timeout.
Yeah, it's always started on the defensive side where they picked up the intensity. They've been able to force a few turnovers. Also, they've been crashing the boards a little bit better, getting some more rebounds here in the second half. And it's really started their fast break, and it's paid off with some points on the board.
So for Northwest, Timber Schechinger, Alexis Bay, Meredith Scott, Ashley Fair, and Monique Stevens out onto the floor. Cats will have the basketball following the timeout. Chance to build on that four-point lead. Stevens with tape around the left bicep today with the pass to the high post for Bay. Bay on the left side with one dribble out to the right side. Now top of the key, Stevens down to Bay on the block. Takes a dribble, tries to go up with the shot. It's knocked away, goes out of bounds underneath. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound. 16 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Stevens looking to inbound. Lobs it into Schechinger in the paint. Back to Stevens underneath. Shot fake. Shot up. Off the glass. No. Rebound underneath. Haley Bryant has it taken away by Stevens. Out to Thayer. Over to the left for Bay. Five on the shot clock. Bay up with the shot. And an offensive foul called on Alexis Bay. That'll be the third foul on Bay. 13 foul against Northwest. And with 13:22 to go, the Bearcats lead by four. Some pressure in the backcourt, Thayer and Stevens. Going to apply some pressure on Brittany Morgan, who will await the inbound pass for Central Oklahoma. And now a foul on Monique Stevens, who had fallen to the floor. And that's going to be the third on Stevens. Fourth team foul. And pressure still in the backcourt for Northwest. Morgan takes the inbound and will bring it up against Thayer. Right side of the floor. Gets it ahead to Hamilton on the right wing. Out to Morgan, top of the key. Onto the left side for Bryant. Inside, Fuchsa, touch pass down low. Haley Bryant with the shot, and it's good. High off the glass for Haley Bryant. It's nine for her, and it's a two-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Schechinger at the top of the key. Onto the left side for Thayer on the wing. Thayer picks up her dribble. Now gives it up for Bay. Bay dribbles into the paint over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens down along the baseline for Schechinger. A pass inside to Bay is kicked, so an inbound for Northwest on the far side. They'll also get 3 extra seconds on the shot clock. And Ashley Nelson back into the game for Northwest. Now they get the shot clock set, and the inbound will come from the baseline left, about halfway between the bucket and the corner. Comes to the baseline right for Bay. Bay with one dribble over to the left side. Nelson fakes a couple of passes. Now over to the right side, right between Schechinger and Bay. Each of those two thought it was going to the other, so it sails out of bounds, and Central Oklahoma gets it back. 12:40 to go. It's a 40-38 lead for Northwest. Morgan will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Guarded by Thayer, over to Hamilton on the right side. To Haley Bryan, over to the left for Morgan. Back to Haley Bryan in the paint. Underneath, Fuchsa with a reverse layup. No good. Rebound on the baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds. Kember Schechinger, the last to touch it, fighting off Haley Bryan for the board. Merritt E. Scott into the game. Nelson to the sideline for the Cats. 12:25 to play. Morgan's inbound over to Fuchsa on the right wing. Out top for Jill Bryan. Left side, Morgan. Drive to the baseline. Kicks it over to the right. Jill Bryan takes a three. Too strong. Rebound, Stevens. She's up the floor across the timeline to the right wing. Now to Schechinger. Fakes on the three. Over to the right, Stevens. Stevens looking inside. Now skips it across left side for Thayer. Into Schechinger. Schechinger with a dribble. Top of the key, Scott. A three on the way. Good for Merritt E. Scott. Scott with her first three-pointer of the afternoon. 11 points for her, and that's a 43-38 lead for Northwest. Hamilton with it on the left wing. 11:47 to go. Knocked away from Hamilton. She chased it down. Knocked away again. Kember Schechinger, the one there defensively for Northwest. The ball went out of bounds, so Central Oklahoma will inbound. Into Morgan. Gets a screen from Fuchsa. To the top of the key with the dribble, down the lane, up with the layup, too strong. Rebound on the base or on the block, picked up by Fuchsa. Her follow is good. Then she knocks her teammate Hamilton to the floor. Fuchsa with 6. It's a 3-point Northwest lead. A jumper in transition the other way for Scott, no good. And a rebound for Central Oklahoma. Morgan ahead on the right for Jill Bryan, down to the baseline, and as she drives baseline, draws a foul. I think this is going to be on Alexis Bay. If it is, that'll be the 4th on Bay. Maggie Marnin checks into the lineup for Northwest, and it is the 4th on Alexis Bay. 15 foul against Northwest.
Team foul number 5.
Central Oklahoma inbounding on the baseline right. Morgan over to the left side. Haley Bryan hits the shot off the glass. 11 points for Haley Bryan, and it's a 1-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Out near the center circle is Stevens, dribbling against Jill Bryan, onto the right side, now top of the key, Schechinger, over to the left side, Thayer, into the corner, Scott, a three on the way, that one misses right, Fuchsa had the rebound, but is called for a travel, and credit Monique Stevens there, being right there as she came away with the basketball.
Coach Kellogg talks about Stevens, and really compares her to a net, just one, someone you just try to swat away, but you just can't quite because just always in an area just irritating the opponent. And another case where she is right there making the play.
That's one of few times where being called a gnat is a compliment.
Yes.
Inbound to the right corner, a three from Merritt E. Scott. Rattles out. Haley Bryan, the rebound for Central Oklahoma. Long pass ahead to Jill Bryan on the left side, to Haley at the top of the key. Out to Morgan between the circles right. To Hamilton on the wing. Hamilton to the top of the key, Fuchsa. Bounce pass inside to Haley Bryan. Couple of fakes to Fuchsa. Fuchsa has a shot blocked away. Schechinger comes up with the rebound. Outlet ahead to Thayer. Thayer to the top of the key. Over to the left side. Nelson, a three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with 6 points, all from beyond the arc. 46-42, Northwest Missouri State up. 10:12 to go. Over to the right side for Hamilton. To the top of the key, Fuchsa. On to the left wing, Jill Bryan. Lob down low for Haley Bryan. Left-handed shot off the glass. Falls out. Martin the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Thayer. Thayer doesn't have numbers. On the wing, leaves it for Nelson. Inside, Schechinger. Layup no good off the glass. Rebound knocked away from Jill Bryan by Schechinger, who now knocks it away from Fuchsa. Fuchsa throws an elbow, and a foul call coming up here, but I think they're going to get Ashley Thayer with it, and that will be the second on Thayer. 16 foul, and it brings us to a timeout. 9:48 to go, 46-42. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Central Oklahoma. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
46-42, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of Central Oklahoma, 9:48 to play in this one. Been an entertaining basketball game. We mentioned how it's been maybe a little stressful for the coaches, but it has been entertaining.
Yeah, and I think frustrating for the coaches because both of these teams have seen some periods where the teams have played well, other periods where they haven't played well, and that's really what we're standing here with a close game where both of these squads, I think, can play better, but they both show flashes of what they can do this afternoon. In one area right now, Northwest needs to cut down on turnovers. 18 right now, that's just too many.
Cross midcourt, Morgan works it over to the right side for Chelsea Dennis. Top of the key for Whitney Dunn. Now down to Solberg. Baseline left, up with a shot, no good. Marnin, the rebound for Northwest. Outlet comes over to Thayer. Thayer onto the left for Marnin. Marnin over to Thayer. She's got it on the right wing. Now top for Nelson. Now to Matthews on the right block. Takes a dribble, double team to pass tip. And Dennis will pick it up in the paint for Central Oklahoma. Across the timeline, she brings it over to the right sideline. 9:10 to go. Dennis still dribbling with it. Down to the baseline. Cut off by Nelson. Brings it out in the corner. Out to the wing for Dunn. Over to the left side. The drive by Morgan. Now to the wing for Bryant. Bryant spins, trying to drive on Thayer. Underhanded layup, no good. And the rebound for Marnin. That's 10 boards now for Maggie Marnin. She's got a double-double here today with 12 points and 10 boards so far. 8:45 to go. Scott with it on the right wing for Northwest. Down to the baseline. Pass up top for Nelson. Over to the left for Thayer. She's got it on the wing. The high post, Marnin. Over to the right, Nelson. Into the corner. Shot from Merity Scott. Rattles out. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's off of Whitney Dunn. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline, leading by four. 8:31 to go. Thayer inbounding for the Cats this time around. Has to go out to Nelson between the circles. Over to the left side for Thayer. Thayer brings it between the circles for Nelson. Back over to Thayer. Left wing. Inside to Matthews. The ball leads her too much. Jill Bryan picks it up. Ahead to Morgan. Layup the other way. Morgan got behind the defense. Hits the shot. That's the first points for Brittany Morgan. 46-44. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Oklahoma. Thayer between the circles. Over to the left side. Bounce pass out to Scott at the top of the key. Spires the dribble over to the left for Thayer. Now down to the baseline for Matthews. Back up to Thayer. 10 on the shot clock. Right side, Nelson. Down to the baseline. The ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds. And an inbound for Northwest. This one coming on the baseline right. Monique Stevens back into the game for the Cats. Takes the place of Thayer with 7:50 to play. 7 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Stevens inbounds to Matthews on the block, takes a dribble, left-handed shot blocked away, a rebound tipped around, comes out of bounds on the near side, and it will belong to Central Oklahoma. 7:45 to go, a two-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Inbound comes to Morgan in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline with Stevens there defensively. Now Stevens gets the steal. One-on-one with Morgan the other way. The layup won't go, but a foul will send Monique Stevens to the free throw line. bounced around a few times on the rim before falling out. And for Morgan, that will be her first foul. It is the second against Central Oklahoma in the second half. Stevens will shoot a pair here. First one is up and good. Stevens will get a second free throw opportunity. Cats have not missed a free throw in this game. Central Oklahoma, they have missed just one. Both teams were perfect in the first half at the line. Second free throw good for Stevens. 4 points now for Monique Stevens. That's the lead for Northwest. 7:29 to play. Between the circles on the right side, Jordan Ward gets it out to Jill Bryan. Now to Ward in the corner. Right side of the floor, brings it up to the wing with a screen from Solberg. Gets it to her on the pick and roll. A three from the right corner, good. Mackenzie Solberg with just her third three-pointer of the season. She has 9 points in the game. Seven of those nine have come in the second half. 7:06 to go, 48-47. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Stevens over to the right side. Pass goes inside to Marnin, knocked away from her and out of bounds. Jordan Ward got a hand on it for UCO. Stevens will step out to inbound for Northwest. Stevens looking for Marnin, lobs it into her on the block. Shot by Marnin, off the glass is good. Maggie Marnin with 14. And it's a 50-47 Northwest Missouri State lead. Over to the left side, Jill Bryan with it on the wing. To the top of the key for Dunn. Over to the right side, Dennis with it on the wing. Out to the top of the key for Bryan. That's Jill Bryan. Over to the left wing with the dribble. Brings it up top, Solberg. Over to the right side. That's Ward. Ward to Jill Bryan. And now an illegal screen set away from the ball. Called against Mackenzie Solberg. That'll be her first. Team's third. And Northwest will get it back with 6:34 to go. Matthews gets the inbound to Stevens, who's hounded in the backcourt by Jill Bryan. Now Bryan gives her some space as Stevens brings it across the timeline. Out to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to the right side, Stevens. Lob it in for Marnin. The ball tipped. Marnin comes down with it. The shot goes for Maggie Marnin. 16 for Marnin. 52-47 Northwest lead. Over to the left side for Bryan on the wing. Out to the top of the key it goes. Solberg knocked away by Matthews. Meredith Scott gets a hand on it. Matthews tips it again. Scott chases it down. On the right side, down the lane, to the baseline. Spins into Matthews with a dribble. She's pushed. And a foul call against Whitney Dunn will be her first. Team's fourth. An inbound coming on the baseline right. Savannah Hamilton back in the game for Central Oklahoma, along with Haley Bryan. To the sideline goes Dunn and Solberg. Kind of sounds like a 70s group or a law firm.
Or a law firm, maybe.
Inbound to Matthews in the right corner. Takes a dribble. Gets it up to the wing for Nelson. Nelson into the corner. Stevens up to the high post. Marnin right back to Stevens. Into the lane she goes. Left side, Scott fakes on the three. Drives, throws a pass right to Dennis. Chelsea Dennis across the timeline, right side to the wing. Lob over to the left side, Jill Bryan, tipped by Matthews, goes out of bounds on the near side, off of Jill Bryan. So Northwest Missouri State gets it back on the nice hustle there by Annie Matthews.
Hopefully Northwest can build a little bit here, picking up just a little bit of momentum, and hopefully can continue it on here and get a bucket this trip down off the turnover.
The inbound into the backcourt for Stevens. Northwest Missouri State up by 5, 52-47. Stevens picked up by Bryan between the circles. Into Marnin on the block. She takes a dribble to the high post. Matthews and the 15-footer good for Annie Matthews. 8 points for Matthews. 54-47 Northwest lead. 5:16 to go. On the left side with it, Robinson on the wing. Gets it out to the top of the key, Hamilton. Over to the right side on the wing for Ward. And now away from the ball, Nelson knocked to the floor and another illegal screen called against Central Oklahoma. That will be the third on Savannah Hamilton. 15 foul. And full court pressure now from Central Oklahoma with 5:08 to go. Inbound to Nelson. Gets it back to Matthews. Now over to Stevens. Central Oklahoma backs off, and now they stop play. Central Oklahoma coach Guy Hardiker getting a warning from an official who is right there.
Well, that one official, he's had a rough afternoon. First half, Coach Kellogg had a few discussions with him, and now he's getting it on the other side with Coach Hardiker.
In the backcourt, Stevens with it for Northwest as we go inside 5 minutes to play. Stevens on to the left wing, gets it for Nelson. Nelson gets a screen from Marnin, gets it to her on the pick and roll. Now into the right corner it goes. Stevens up to the wing, Scott over to the left side, Nelson down to the baseline. Marnin, 12-footer is up, off the right side of the rim. Robinson with the rebound for Central Oklahoma. Up the floor against Meredith Scott. Now in the center circle with it over to the right side for Jill Bryan. Bryan to the top of the key, Hamilton. Onto the left side, Robinson fakes on the three, try to drive, cut off. Into the corner it goes. Ward with it in the left corner. Gets it out to the top of the key, Hamilton. Onto the left side for Ward on the wing. Ward down to the baseline, goes up with a shot, blocked away by Marnin, picked up by Hamilton. Her follow, no. Stevens out of there with the rebound for Northwest. Ahead on the left side for Scott. Scott up with the shot. No good off the glass. Rebound tip. Matthews down with it. She gets the follow.
Good job by Matthews following on the play, not assuming that the first shot was going to go down. Was there for the rebound of the bucket.
Matthews with 10 points. On the left side, a drive and a shot by Bryan collided with her own teammate. And it looks like may have hurt her across the timeline. Scott knocked away from behind. And it is a 4-on-5 as it is Haley Bryan who is basically out of the play. She's down there, but wonder if she got the wind knocked out of her. That collision hit her right square in the chest. So now we've got a timeout with 3:43 to go, 56-47. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Oklahoma. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, 56-47. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Central Oklahoma, 3:43 to go. And the way this game has gone, even a 9-point lead doesn't feel real safe.
Boy, it doesn't. It's just been a case where neither team has really been able to put together an extended run. Right now, Northwest probably on the best run they've had so far, with the exception of maybe opening up the game when they jumped out to that 10-0 lead. But you kind of have to like the fact Northwest is doing a lot of things because of their defense. Not only forcing some ill-advised shots by Central Coleman, then getting the rebound, but coming up with some steals and working the transition game for some good looks at the bucket. So hopefully they can continue the intensity on the defensive side and turn it into points on offense.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Central Oklahoma with the basketball coming out of the break. New over to the left side on the wing for Robinson. Now top of the key for Fuchsa. To the right side, Ward. High post, Hamilton. Top of the key, New. Dribbles over to the left side. Gets it out on the wing for Robinson. Top of the key, Fuchsa. Over to the right side for New. And a whistle away from the ball. And this one will, looks like, go against Northwest. And they call Maggie Marnin for using a forearm down low. That'll be the third on Marnin. It's actually Matthews, not Marnin, whistled for the foul. So it's the second on Matthews instead. 1-1 for Hamilton. And the front end is good. She'll get a second opportunity. First point of the ball game for Savannah Hamilton. Second free throw. It bounces around and goes. So she hit both. Makes it a 56-49 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. 3:25 to go. Stevens across the timeline with it on the left side. Dribbles with it near the center circle. Now picks it up, gets it to Matthews at the high post. Matthews to Marnin down the right side of the lane. Marnin bumped twice, and they call her for an offensive foul. Wow. Two collisions inside. Marnin ends up with the foul. The offensive player with a lot of movement in there. And that means Central Oklahoma gets the ball back. Cross midcourt comes New. Top of the key for Fuchsa. Over to the right side, Robinson. Robinson up top for Wart. Over to the left side, New. Lobs it down low for Fuchsa. Fuchsa to the top of the key, Robinson. Robinson on to the left side for New. Down low, Fuchsa knocked away by Marnin. It goes out of bounds. And an inbound coming for Central Oklahoma with 11 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Inbound coming from New on the baseline left with 2:52 to play to Ward. Up with the shot. That one rattles down for Jordan Ward. 5 points for Ward, 56-51. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. Matthews across the timeline on the dribble on the right side. Gets it to Stevens. 2:38 to play. Stevens in front of Ward. Holding on to it. Now to Nelson on the right sideline. Nelson brings it out between the circles. Picks up the dribble. Pass to Marnin. Gets by Fuchsa. Marnin misses the shot and I think just rolled an ankle. And a technical foul is going to be called against Mark Kellogg because he stepped onto the court, because that never happens by any coach.
That's a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't even upset at the officials there.
No. I think they've just been waiting to do that since the first half. The official just told him he was over there jumping up and down. Coaches do that all the time, everywhere. You see that in every basketball game. You don't call a technical for him jumping up and down.
No, it wasn't even jumping up and down over a call by the official. Just
unbelievable. Hamilton at the free throw line hits the first of two. We've seen a lot of interesting calls in this one today.
Yeah, and that one official who made that call earlier warned Coach Hardacre for Central Oklahoma, and really he's not made friends with either coaching staff here this afternoon.
2:25 to play, and it's now a three-point game, 56-53. Northwest Missouri State still with the lead, and now that official telling Coach Kellogg to cut it out. Tell you what, that official's not going to last long in this conference. Inbound to Marnin. Shot good by Marnin. 18 points. 60-53 the lead for Northwest. New with it on the left wing. New out between the circles for Fuchs. On to the right side, Robinson. Robinson out to the top of the key for Ward. Ward will work it over to New on the left side. New to the top of the key. Hamilton takes a three. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Fuchsa. Matthew saves it inbounds. Goes into Hamilton. She's up with the follow off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Saved inbounds, but not in time. Fuchsa got a hand on the basketball, but Northwest will get it with 1:55 to play. You know, you look at Coach Kellogg, he's about as mild-mannered of a coach as you see in the MIAA.
So how do you think Missouri Western's coach would do with this?
Inbound on the left side for Stevens. 58-53, the lead for Northwest, and Coach Kellogg takes the timeout. 1:46 to play. We'll be back to Edmond, Oklahoma in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
58-53, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Central Oklahoma. 1:46 to play in this one. Again, it has been an entertaining ball game right from the start, and it continues that way. Northwest will have the ball out of the timeout. They'll be inbounding right in front of us here, right next to their bench. Meredy Scott steps out to inbound. Gets it to Stevens out near midcourt. Stevens guarded by Ward. Dribbles over to the left side on the wing for Matthews. Now to Nelson. Inside for Marnin, who goes to the floor as the ball sails over her head. And it goes back to Central Oklahoma. 1:39 to play. 5-point Northwest Missouri State lead. New with it in the backcourt for UCO. Ahead to Ward on the right side. Ward top of the key for Fuchsa. Over to the right side for Ward. Ward to the top for Robinson. On to the left side for New. And New, as she holds onto it on the wing, then the Cats get that three-second call that they've really been asking for a lot of this ball game.
Yeah, they have.
So now back into the ball game. comes Jill Bryan and Brittany Morgan for Central Oklahoma. 1:23 to go, 58-53. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, and they'll inbound against full court pressure. Rachel New not in a big hurry to get off the court. That's what we're waiting on here. Now an inbound for Matthews. Matthews gets it to Merritt E. Scott. Guarded by Jill Bryan. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Stops before midcourt. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens with a crossover across the timeline with it. Over to the right side. Slips. Goes down. And a foul call. This will go against Jordan Warden. I got to be honest with you. I think the Cats just caught a break. That was a slip by Stevens.
Yeah, completely.
That's three against Ward. Sixth team foul. And an inbound now coming for Northwest. Just in front of us again with 1:11 to play. 58-53, the Bearcat lead. And Stevens getting an inbound, but a foul call before she does. And this will result in a 1-1 opportunity. The foul is again on Jordan Ward. So she gets two quick ones, now has four. And Monique Stevens to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Northwest. Stevens 2 of 2 at the line. Those attempts coming earlier in this half. Front end of the 1-1 rattles down for Stevens. 5 points now for Monique Stevens. It's a 6-point game. She can make it a 3-possession game with 1:10 to play with the second free throw, and does. 6 points for Stevens, 60-53 Northwest. Ward brings it up the floor for Central Oklahoma. It's at middle of the floor. Hamilton on to the left side on the wing. Jill Bryan, her pass to the middle, taken away by Nelson. Nelson down the right side of the lane. The shot knocked away from behind. Nelson knocked to the floor. And a foul call on Jill Bryan will be her second, and will send Nelson to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Nelson's been banged around a little bit, Stephanie. That's the second time that she's hit the floor hard underneath that bucket.
First two free throw attempts coming up today for Ashley Nelson, a 69% free throw shooter. First free throw is good. 7 points for Nelson with 58 seconds to play. It's a 61-53 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw for Nelson. Misses too strong. The rebound tipped in the lane. Morgan will chase it down for UCO. Across the timeline to the right side. Has it on the wing. Top of the key. The bounce pass for Jill Bryan. Fakes on a three. Takes a dribble. Takes a three. In and out. Won't go. Nelson with a rebound for Northwest with 40 seconds to play. Gets it to Stevens. And Stevens will be fouled. The reach in on Jordan Ward will end her afternoon. That'll be the fifth foul on Ward. 38 seconds to play. 61-53 Northwest. The Cats with a chance to extend that lead. Rachel New back in the lineup for Central Oklahoma. So Stevens goes back to the free throw line. She'll have a 1-1 opportunity here. Just hit two, the last trip down the floor. Front end is good. So a second chance coming up for Monique Stevens. 7 points for her. Timeout Northwest. 37.8 seconds to play. 62-53. The Northwest women with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Central Oklahoma, 62-53, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. 37.8 seconds to play. Monique Stevens heads to the free throw line to shoot the second. Hit the front end of the 1-1 before the timeout. The second free throw good for Stevens. 8 points for Stevens, 6 of those coming from the free throw line, and it's a 10-point Northwest lead. First time they've led by 10 since they were up 10-0 early in the game. Half a minute to play. New between the circles. Just got away with a huge double dribble and then hits a layup on the left side. First 2 points for New. 23 seconds to play. And now the officials trying to explain why it wasn't a double dribble. I don't know if Coach likes the explanation. 23 seconds to play here, and Monique Stevens steps back to the free throw line for Northwest.
Not sure how you explained that one.
No. His foul was called on Alyssa Fuchsa. The free throw good by Stevens. And a second free throw coming up for the junior out of Australia. And the second one is up and good. Coming into the game, Monique Stevens was a 57% free throw shooter. She's 8 of 8 today. A 10-point Northwest lead once again. New with it on the left wing. Goes on the drive. The ball knocked away. Nellie tries to save it inbounds, but doesn't quite catch up to it. So an inbound coming for Central Oklahoma with 15 seconds to go. New looks to inbound. Tries to get it in right in front of her and hit Hamilton either in the chin or in the chest because it knocked Hamilton's head back and goes right back out of bounds. Northwest to inbound now. Comes into Stevens, and Stevens on the left sideline will back it up, and Central Oklahoma will let her dribble the clock out, and 65-55 will be our final score in an entertaining basketball game here this afternoon in Edmond, Oklahoma. The coach is already shaking hands as the clock sounds, and the 10-point win for the Northwest Missouri State women goes final as the Bearcat women go back above 500 on the season at 4-3 in the MIAA. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaccaro Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 65-55 win over Central Oklahoma. The Bearcat women moving to 4-3 in the MIAA, as I mentioned, but they get win number 10 on the season. They are 10-5 overall for Central Oklahoma. They fall to 8-8 on the year and 1-7 in MIAA play. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Edmond after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 65-55 win over Central Oklahoma. And really a good win for the Cats, mainly because it was kind of a strange game, just to say it bluntly, you know. But they worked through everything. There were a lot of things that they could have gotten down about, but they didn't worry about it. Went on and get a double-digit win today.
Had a strong start to the ball game and a strong finish to the game. And then in between, things went back and forth between the two schools. But you really have to like the way they were able to come up with the big plays down the stretch they needed to make, able to extend the lead and then get to the free throw line and hit some needed free throws down the stretch.
And, of course, wins are always going to give you confidence, but a first conference road win this year for the Northwest women. So that's hopefully something that will get this three-game road swing onto a good start.
They've come close on some trips on the road, and hopefully they can build on this and head to Bolivar on Tuesday and maybe come up with their second straight road win and third straight overall.
65-55 the final. Northwest with a win over Central Oklahoma. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about attending the NCAA annual convention in Texas.
I'm down here in Grapevine, Texas, and the NCAA annual convention, they've got about 3,200 delegates here, and there's a special part of the convention this year, Division II President's Summit, that's been kind of a highlight. It's Thursday, Friday, and really focused on academic requirements and progress to degree for students, getting students through the pipeline, making sure they graduate, making sure they're successful. Talking a lot about some athlete health issues, and I've been to sessions on athletic finance, crisis management, and, you know, bottom line is that it makes me understand the issues out there, really across Division I, Division II, Division III. But beyond that, some of the things that we're doing at Northwest Missouri State obviously are embedded in the principles of Division II. Division II focuses, John, on life and the balance and making sure that there is a balance for our student athletes. And you and I have talked before about the academic success rate of our athletes, and our success rate is above the national average, and we're continuing to monitor that, but feel pretty good about that. It's always good to also talk to a lot of fellow colleagues, whether they be presidents or athletic directors, compliance directors, or even faculty athletic representatives. And of course, there's a little jostling involved, you know, a little competition there, and the people that you see on the field and you compete with. But ultimately, we're all focused on one thing, and that is the student athlete and the success thereof.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State women with the win this afternoon, 65-55 over Central Oklahoma. It is time for the Extra Effort Award from this win. Couple players with double-doubles here today, but Maggie Martin really added to the statistics across the board.
Martin ends up with 18 total points. She was 9-15 from the field, pulled down 10 rebounds to go along with the 18 points. Also had 5 block shots in the game, 3 steals, and 1 assist. So overall, a great afternoon for Maggie Martin.
4 players in double-digit scoring for Northwest. Annie Matthews, the other double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds in this one. 11 points off the bench for Merity Scott for Northwest, and 10 for Monique Stevens. On the other side, 11 points from Haley Bryan, leading the way for Central Oklahoma, and they got 10 from Jill Bryan as well. But again, the final score, 65-55, the Northwest women with the win. The two men's teams out getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.